Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Apostle Keith Williams here with the Victory Praise Radio broadcast, and I am so glad that you are tuning in to us tonight. Praise God. You know, it is an awesome thing just to know how much God loves you. It is an awesome thing just to know that God always have you on his mind. No matter what we see in this world, no matter what we see in on this side of life, God has already given us the victory through everything that we go through. And you know, I know I'm constantly talking about victory, because that's something that we need to put in our focus. We need to put in our view, because everything that you say, everything you confess from your mouth, it continues to mold you. Okay, it continues to mold you. Everything that we continue to confess from our mouth and we continue to say it over and over and over again, it is changing what we see on the inside, so that whatever we see on the inside is what we see on the outside of us. So everything that you desire from God, people of God, let me tell you something. God has already delivered that and some. And some. Because the more you say a thing, the more you become what you say. The more you say that thing, you become more of what you keep saying. So you got to keep speaking life. You have to keep speaking the word. You have to keep speaking word that God has already given us to lean on in his scripture. He's already given us word that we can lean on his word. Go to let me start with something over here. And we have a great guest that's going to be with us tonight. Hallelujah. A great man of God, Mark Sand. He's a recording artist, singing all over the world. He's been on gospel, on Bobby Jones' gospel concert also. He's won some awards. Great music that he has. And he's just going to share about his life, on things that he had to go through, things that he went through, and how he came through it. Praise God. And how God brought him through those things. But see, you know, we always start off with encouraging words. I love to start off with encouraging words so that I can give you the encouraging words that's going to help you understand more of who you are. Okay, let's put it that way. Understand more of who you are. So every day you have to know that you have the victory. You have to know that everything has already been done. Watch what he says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 21. So you have to know physically, spiritually, and mentally who you are in Christ. Well, we'll start in verse 20. We're going to read 20 and 21. Verse 20 says this, "And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, they are vain." But watch 21. "Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours." Glory to God. All things are yours. Now we know what all means. All means everything. Nothing lacking. All means everything. Listen, God knew what he was doing when he made this earth. He knew what he was doing when he made you. He knew what he was doing when he made this world. He knew what he was doing. God did not do what he did and sit back and say, "Oh man, I didn't mean to do this. I didn't mean to make them prosperous. I didn't mean to make them just like me." Yes, he did. He did it on purpose. He did it on purpose. See, God does everything. Everything that he does, he does it with you in mind. He does it with you in mind. He knew, matter of fact, he knew that you would want to swim in the ocean, so he built the ocean. But he had himself in mind, because when God wanted a pool, he built the ocean. He can dive in it. He can backstroke. He can swim forward. He can do whatever he wanted to in this water. Why? Because he made it that way. Glory to God. When he wanted a pool, he built the ocean so he could swim when he gets ready. But the amazing thing about it was, remember, man was made after he made everything on this earth. Man was made after he made the waters. Man was made after he made land, he made the trees, he made everything here. And I truly believe, now this is just my thinking, I truly believe he made man after the water, because if he'd have made him before the water, man would have had to tread water until he finished the earth. Glory to God. Now that's just my thinking. So I had to put that out there. Because one thing that you got to understand, whatever you want from God, everything you desire from him, for him to do, it starts with a seed. The seed is the word of God. Whatever you are looking for God to do for you, it starts with a seed, people of God. You have to plant the seed. Go over here to Luke chapter 8. Hallelujah. And we'll go to Luke 11. And verse, yes, hallelujah, because everything starts with a seed. When we plant the seed, in Luke chapter 8 and verse 11, see, we have to plant the seed. God has given man seed. There is word seed. There are other seeds. If you're looking for a harvest in your finances, it's time to plant seed for that harvest. If you are looking for a car debt-free in your life, it's time to sow a seed for that car to come debt-free. Now, it's not always saying sowing a seed of money. It's when you're looking for that car to come debt-free, it's time to get into the Word. Pull out every scripture that deals with your seed for your increase, and you put that seed on the inside of you for your car. You name that seed. So when you begin to sow that seed in your spirit, you name that seed. This is what I'm sowing this seed for. I'm sowing this seed for my husband. I'm sowing this seed for my car debt-free. I'm sowing this seed for my house debt-free. Because the book says, God said he give you houses that you did not even build. he give you houses you didn't build. So people of God, you know, I always start with words of encouragement. So anytime you need anything from God, you got to sow the seed, people of God. You have to sow the seed. Why did God give you what he wants you to have? Watch this over in Hebrews, and then we're going to go to our guest. Praise God. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 3. See, we need to know that we don't work for what we need in this earth. God has already did that for you. But see, now I know some people are saying, but Apostle, you got to go to work to eat. Let me tell y'all something. Hey, when you go to work to that job, you don't go to work for a living. You go to work for seed. If you're going to work to say, I'm going to work for a living, for that job to provide for me, you are going to work. You are working things yourself. But when you go to that job and you look at that job as a means, not your source, you look at that job as a means. And what is that means doing? It is giving you seed to sow for your increase. Wherever you want to go, you use what God gave you, plant the seed, and watch the increase grow. Glory to God. So you don't, listen, you did not go to work to get rich. You were rich before you got there. According to the Bible, the book says God has already made you rich. You didn't become healed because you took the medicine when you went to the doctor. You were healed before you went to the doctor. God does everything before you do anything. The promise has already been given to you, people of God, but all we got to do is walk in what he's already given. This is what he says in Hebrews 4 and verse 3. He says, for we which have, pay attention to this one now, for we which have, watch this, believe do enter into rest. Oh, my God. All you got to do is believe the scripture, and you are placed in God's rest. You don't have to work for nothing. He says, believe, do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, for that I have sworn in my wrath, they shall enter into my rest. Watch this. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. So all that stuff you working to get, God is saying, I finished that long before I even made this world. I made it available to you. So why are you working for it? My God, people are going into fits. They're going into all these habits. They're going into these fits. They're going into all of this, all this scare stuff. Why? Because they're trying to work. They're working the system to try to get rich. You don't work the system. God has already worked the system. He's already produced the system of the kingdom. The system of the kingdom always outweighs the system that you live in. So he's already made your life prosperous before you were even born. All you got to do is believe in the process. That's all. All you got to do is believe. Believe his word. So shall you prosper. That's all you got to do. Believe his word, people of God. God bless you. I didn't come to preach tonight. I came to hear from a great, great, great friend of mine. Oh, man, I tell you, a great buddy of mine. He's a great singer. God is on his life, and I tell you, God is leading him. And before I bring him on, I want you to hear one of his songs, and trust me, it is amazing. Enjoy this song from my good friend, Mark Sand. We'll be right back with you in just a few minutes. Trust me, this song is going to bless your heart. Be right back.
Wake up in the morning, got Christ on my mind. What you want to do, what you want to do now? Meditate on my brain, trying to stay sane. Got to listen to the man, got to get a game plan. Gotta go, get a check. Put me in line so I know what's next. Show me what to do so I come correct. Try to set me up, but I passed that test. Man don't work, then man don't eat. Gotta get up, gotta get on your feet. Gotta get the bag, cause the rent ain't cheap. Let the beat drop, now I move to the beat. Yeah, like to eat real good. Eat too much, might get too full. Gotta say something, gotta make some room. Ask Fat Boy when he wrote his tune.
Work it up.
Oh my God, I told y'all, people of God, I told you this man, this young man is awesome, man. Young man that loved God with his whole heart, man. And you know, I've been around this brother, man, and I know his heart, man. His heart is for God. And I tell you, I'm so honored that he is with us on today here. And I just want to introduce to you all the man that you just heard. The man, Mark Hay.
That's right. Hello, people. Hello, people. What's going on? It's your boy, Mark Sam. Mark Samuel. You know, Sam, whatever you want to call me, man. But we just here to give God the glory. You feel me?
Hey, man. Wow. Mm-hmm. It's been amazing. And even at we started off New Year's. Man, we started off mm-hmm. New Year's with having you
giving
in the
God
house,
the glory
man.
Right there in the house.
Come on, man, that was
we
awesome.
We had praise,
man.
We had saints.
What you
say? We was there for one purpose, come man. On. You know what I mean? To bring in the year with God. It was awesome, man.
Just let it loose, man. Wow.
But you know, every moment with God is good, though. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
you know.
It is.
You just can't take moments for granted, man. Just to appreciate the little things, you know.
Wow,
and so, you know,
that's good.
When you appreciate little things, man, you see the awesomeness of God, man, in every little thing, man. And that's what I see him. I see him all the time because I pay attention. You know what I mean? My eyes are open.
My
you know
God,
what I mean? So,
my God, wow.
God is good, man.
When did you realize that you had this gift that you have, man? I mean, you're very talented and gifted, you know, with what God gave you. But when did you realize that you had this gift?
Man, it all started when I was in elementary school, man. And I used to sing to the girls. I'm laughing at myself. I used to sing to the little girls, man. And they used to just melt, you know what I mean? And I was like, wow, okay, I got myself something here. And then when I started writing songs for, like, in elementary school, I was writing songs, man, for the girls. And at that moment, man, I knew I had something, but, you know, it was not until, like, 2005 is when I wrote my first gospel song.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, I could do this, man. I could do this. And then it just went from there, man. I can go on and on about it, man. But, you know, it could have went the other way. You know, I could have went secular.
Yeah, yes.
But
that's
let me
true.
Tell you, though,
that's
but true. I didn't like the feeling. I didn't like the response that I was getting. You understand what I'm
wow.
saying? Like, it was too much.
Yeah.
It was too secular.
Mm.
You know, the women was throwing themselves at me, man, and it was just too much attention. I don't like all that attention. You know what I mean? So, you know, I gave my life to Christ, man. I was like, I'm going to just do it for him because it really means more to me, you know, when I'm singing.
Yes.
I feel like I'm singing with a purpose. I feel like lives are changing. People are getting closer to God, you know what I mean? And that means a whole lot more than just, you know, a temporary lust, you know, situation. So,
wow.
you know, I've learned to love God a whole lot more than the ways of the, you know, because that lust come in so many different ways and forms. And so I've learned to love Him first, you know what I mean? And as a result, you can hear it in the music, you know?
Yes,
you
can tell the
man,
difference
so.
Between somebody who's sold out to God and somebody who's just singing. You know, they singing. You know, they ain't singing, they singing.
Yeah,
so
exactly, man. I'm glad you said that, bro. I'm so glad you said that. Hey, I be saying the same thing in my head. I just don't say it out loud. I'm like, man.
Wow.
You know, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
my
true, man. That's true, man. He brought me a long way, man.
Yeah.
Brought me a long way, man. And God has really been good, you know, and man, I'm just so grateful, man.
Oh,
you know,
man.
And you know, it's the thing is, you know, with Christian folks, I want y'all to, for those that are listening, you know, it's one thing to be a Christian, but it's another thing to act like a Christian. You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
When in times when we need to be a Christian, don't forget who you are. Act like a Christian when it's time to be a Christian. Act saved when it's time to be saved. You understand what I'm saying? You done heard all these stories in the Bible, and God always brought them all through. You know, he always brought them through. You know what I'm saying? So this situation right here is just another chapter in how we as Christians just know that there's always a way out. Always.
Wow.
Always a way out. When you belong to him, there's always a way out. Think about all those different stories. They all made it out. Why? Because they chose to believe. You know what I mean? They chose to be faithful. You understand? They chose God. They chose Christ. They chose, okay, all right, let's go with it. So I just encourage the people to not weary, man. Don't worry. Quit worrying. You know what I mean?
My God,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing with us, and then we from worrying, according, even Jesus said that we should not worry if we know that he's already worked it out, just like Hebrews 4:3 said, he did it before the foundation of the world. And then when you worry, you create doubt. Doubt is really the beginning of fear. So if I'm doubting, fear is right around the corner. So
we all know fear ain't real.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
We already know that.
It's just there to take something from you, man. That's it. That is it. When we open the door to it, you know, it's wow. Man,
people running from fear, right?
Oh,
people,
man.
People running from fear. And it ain't even real, so they just running for no reason.
False
you running from?
Pure real.
Yeah, look behind you. Ain't nothing there.
There. You steady running. Like a rat in the cage, man. Just running on that wheel.
Quit worrying.
Man, going so
quit. Just cut it out.
Man, that's good there, man. That's good. So have you had a mentor along the way? Is it someone that you look to as a mentor, you know, to help
you
develop?
Man, let me tell you something, man. When I came back from Georgia, I used to live in Georgia back in 2001. I came back from Georgia, and I found this place called Koinonia Worship Center. And I just sat myself down, and I was just soaking up that word for years. I say 13 good years. I just sat myself in the word. You know what I mean? And I was on the praise team, going to both services, just soaking up all that word. And that word, you know, just through the knowledge of the word, it changed my whole, you know, as a person. My character, all the characteristics of the fruit of the spirit, you start seeing the fruit producing, you know what I'm saying? And I was just soaking it all in, you know, becoming a better person right before my eyes, you know what I mean? Because it said through the knowledge of him, that's when you experience. Through the knowledge of him, you become better, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to have all these crazy experiences. You know, like people have, your story may be simple. I just received Christ as my Lord and Savior. But guess what? Through the knowledge of him, you know what I'm saying? I became a better person. I became a better Christian. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
And so we just need to know that in itself. We don't need no big story. We just need to receive the knowledge of God. And that is it.
Wow. That's awesome, mm-hmm. too, because that proves what Jesus was saying when he said the word is the seed. The seed is the word of God. If a person is not walking fully in faith, that means you need some more faith seed, some word faith seed to go in.
You need some more word.
Because you need some more word. And that's a key thing,
word.
Like you said. You planted yourself. You sat down and you got the word. That's the problem with some artists is they feel that they got to just keep going, and never sit and get what's going to help them develop who they are, not just in your music, but in Christ. Because if there's no Christ, there is no music.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Man.
You know, and it's just like you sit down, right, and, you know, pretty much what it really is you're being discipled. You understand? So that you can go, you know, all that you've learned. Now let me take what I've learned and use it for the kingdom. You understand what I'm saying? So let me go out and do what I'm supposed to do with what I got, what I received. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to keep all this in me just for me. What I have is for you. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
What I got is for you. It ain't for me. I don't want it. It's for you.
Wow, that's awesome.
I'm here for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Man.
So.
And I tell people with that, when you're walking and you're in your potential, the word potential simply means hidden treasure. God is hidden treasure on the inside of us that through our sitting and getting the word seed that was developed in you, it was developed because that was your potential being developed more and more and more to bring you to greatness to where you are right now.
God, yeah, man. I love being developed. You understand? Because I like to see things manifest. I like to see things grow. Like a seed you planted, you be like, oh, man, there it is. Coming out the soil. Wow, look at it. You know what I'm saying? And then it becomes this ginormous plant, flower, whatever it is, you know? And it all came from a seed, you know what I mean? So, like, we
from
all
seed.
We just need to grow in the word and just watch us produce.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So,
wow.
I love it, man.
That's awesome.
God is good, man.
That's awesome. Yes, he is.
God is good,
man.
He's
and,
good, man.
And you've had an opportunity to be on a stage that so many people desire to be on, and not just be on it, but take the whole thing. You know, God has had you on a stage, even with Bobby Jones, man, and won the whole thing, man. How was that experience, man? Just to let the world see who you are.
You know what's crazy, bro? Let me tell you something that's really crazy. You know, it's like a lot of those stages.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I'm like, Lord, how you going to use me? Sometimes I be struggling. Lord, what song you want me to sing? You know, and then, you know, he'll take me to a quiet place and he'll be like, all right, this one. Because it's like, I might go to promote a song, but he'll tell me to do another song because somebody in here needs this song. You understand what I'm saying? And so my whole goal and intentions is not about the stage. It's about why am I here and who am I here for? You understand what I'm saying? Because there's going to be a lot of songs in there that's going to be sung. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people come in that showboat and trying to, you know, promote and da-da-da-da. But, like, and showcase. That's what they do. They showcase. But every time I go on a stage, it's like, Lord, use me for somebody. You understand what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
So all these stages that I've been on, it's kind of like they all the same stage. You know, I don't see the stage as the big stage like lights, camera, action. I see where I am as an opportunity to really reach somebody. You know what I'm saying? And that's my whole purpose. That's my whole goal with what I'm doing, is just to, if you could, if even if it's just an acknowledgement of, Lord, I really thank you for where I am and what's going on, just acknowledge him. I feel like I've done my part. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Because
it's just my job to bring you closer. Bring you closer. That's it, man. That's just what I want to do.
Wow.
For the rest of my life, I just want to bring them closer, man. That's it.
Amen. Wow. Because there may be a lot of like young people, a lot of upcoming artists that they feel that it's just easy to get to that point, or you know, they can just do one thing and get there, you know. But this has been a road for you, man, and I know that you've had some hills and some mountains, and I know that you've had a lot of stuff that you had to encounter to get here. What are some of the things that you've had to go through to get to where you are right now, to help somebody else who's trying to get there, but they're thinking that it comes easy?
I've gone through, but going through, you have to learn patience.
Mm.
Patience. And when you finally learn the meaning of patience, and you work that thing out, you know, a lot of things will be revealed to you. You'll see some things, you'll hear some things. You'll be able to do some things. You'll be able to help some people through your patience. You know what I mean? And as you're going through, and all these different seasons that you're going through, just understand what patience can do for you. You know what I mean? If you haven't experienced it already. But patience is it's very valuable, man. You know what I mean? And if you stay still long enough, you'll find yourself in great places and opportunities that you never saw coming. You know what I mean? But when you're so quick and fast to respond to whatever that's in front of you, you know what I mean? You're going to miss it. You might miss it.
Yeah.
I hope you don't miss it, but you might miss it. You know what I mean? Whatever that thing may be. So patience is what I've learned going through everything that I've been going through, you know?
Wow. Man, that's amazing right there. That's amazing, because a lot of people really don't have patience, man. They want to, you know, because we live in a world right now that, to be honest, we're in a microwavable world. People want it just in 2 seconds. They want it in 2 seconds, man. They don't want to go through the process no more. They just want to come in and just give it to them. Just give it to me. And that's not how it works.
It don't work for nothing.
That's how it works. And God wants to develop something.
No work, no eat.
I'm trying to tell you,
you gotta work. A man that don't work, don't eat. You understand?
Come on. That's
wake
what
up in the morning with Christ on your mind. What I'm going to do, what I'm going to do now. You know?
My God. Have you lost a lot of friends along this way, you know, along this road,
man,
because
you
chose
about
to
friends?
Do something,
let me tell you something
for God.
Let me tell you something about these friends. I'd be like, if I'm not giving you no money, are we friends?
Whoa. You said a mouthful right there.
Are you only here because of the money? Like, if I wasn't saying, here you go, would you be my friend? Like, a real friend? Because, like, you know, because these friends, it's like, I don't know. It's like you only know me when I got some money in my hand, you know?
I can do something for you. That's true.
So, you know, I don't know, man. My circle is very, very short. It's not a lot of people in the circle. You know what I mean?
Wow.
But I love everybody. Everybody loves me. You know what
I'm
saying? Because I respect people and they respect me back. you know. And you know, you just gotta learn how to love on people. But friends, I've gained a lot of friends, man. And you know, the ones that I do have, I don't think I've lost them. It's just, you know, we're just two different worlds, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's it. You know, that's about it.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Because you go on one way, they go on the other way. Yeah, you chose the week I want you to go. Hallelujah,
yeah, exactly,
man.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
How do you find time? Because I know I know you're in a relationship and stuff like that, but how do you find time to balance what God is calling you to do and your relationship and balance everything out where you have peace in what you're doing? How do you balance that out?
How do I balance the peace in my life?
Yes.
Well,
yes, being so busy and everything and your relationship and everything.
Well, the relationship is the relationship, you know. Talk to your wife every day.
Yes, sir.
You see where I'm going? It's like you talk to your wife every day. And, you know, I talk to God. You know, I have my time when I talk to him. And guess what? It ain't just, okay, well, it's 12 o'clock. It's me and God time. But, you know, you have time throughout the day where, you know, you're just talking. You know, you just talk to him freely. You know, like he right now. You know?
Come on.
And, you
Come
know,
on.
So when you have that type of relationship, you know, it's easy to find peace because you're already in him. You know what I mean? And he gives you a peace of mind. He talks to you in a calm voice. You know what I mean? He speaks to you in different ways. So my peace is already in him. And a lot of people be like, you're so passive, like you don't care. I'm like, no. I just trust God. Like, I trust he's going to do what he do. You know what I mean? And so, you know, the peace, my peace is rested, man. I got a peace of mind. You know, I'm peaceful in my heart, man. I'm talking about I'm in a good place because of him. Because I don't worry. Listen. I don't worry. Stress is a choice, so I choose not to do that. You understand what I'm saying? So between those two, talking to God, living out my purpose, and just trying to help people along the way, I feel good, bro, about life.
Come on,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? Life is good and purposeful, man. And once you find that place where you can rest in him and he gives you that peace, that joy, he's always happy, man. Listen, man. That's joy that you're witnessing right now. You ain't witnessing happiness. You know what I mean? That's just the joy of the Lord that's within me. You know, but I had to learn all this stuff when I was sitting down for 13 years. You know what I'm saying? So now where I am now is just that I'm in a place of serving. You know, my whole thing right now is just serving. Serve. Use me. You know, and that's it. That's just where I'm at right now.
Wow. And that's the thing that a lot of people don't want to do. They don't want to serve. They want to be served, but they don't want to serve.
Man, it's better to serve, bro. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm a servant first.
Come on.
I don't care what it is, man. Forget being on stage, man. You know, I pull out some chairs. You know, I hang up some banners, whatever. Like, whatever. I will serve, man. I will serve. Like, that's one of my love languages. You know what I mean? Acts of service.
Wow.
And so I just love to serve. I love to be a servant like Jesus. He washing folks' feet. Like,
come on now.
I wash some feet. I wipe your behind. Like,
Come on,
I had to watch my granddaddy when he was in the hospital. I was like, granddaddy, you got all these sisters and these your daughters and sons. Why you call me, man? Yeah, call my grandma. Come on over here. I said, I get that. I need your help. I I just need your help. I'm like, what?
Wow.
You want me to do what? All right, cool. Well, no problem.
Hmm.
No problem, man. No problem.
Man.
So,
man. True,
yeah,
servant.
Man, serving first.
Yes, and that's how we're elevated, because even Jesus brought that out. Jesus said, I didn't come to be served, I came to serve. You know, He came to serve us. And that's where we achieve stuff at, man, by being a servant.
Helping others.
You know, to the people.
You help yourself
that's
by helping others.
Come on now. God lifts you to another level, man. My God.
Man, we have more servants in this world, boy. Look here. The heart servants. You got to be in a place for God to understand what we're saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, new believers may not understand it. Older folks may not understand it. Wherever you are right now, you may not understand it. But once you start doing it, you'll understand. You know, be a doer. You know, serve. You know, Lord, where you want me to be today? How can I help somebody today? Don't let this day be wasteful. You know what I mean? Let me do something, you know, for your people. What can I do, man? Like, what can I do?
My God. You know, one thing that really blessed me today, I was talking with one of our members, and she had been going through a lot in her life. And the enemy had bought, because she had been delivered from cancer some years ago. And a few months ago, the enemy tried to bring this cancer back on her. And so I began to work with her, pray with her, help her, talk to her, give her scriptures, and just told her to lean on the word. And she just told me today that she went to the doctor, they ran tests, and they cannot find any more cancer in her body, man.
That's the
God that we serve, man.
Man, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's who I serve.
Wow. Man.
I serve a God that do that cool, right there.
Man. Yes, man. Every
man,
time
you do that
you
kind of stuff.
Every time you need it. I tell people even in Mark 11, because a lot of people fly through Mark 11, but Mark 11, man, is so powerful.
It's so awesome.
Mark 11,
yeah,
man, from 22 through 26. But I love what he says in verse 24. Jesus says, therefore, I say unto you that what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. That's a blank check, man. We can put whatever we want on the check. Glory to God. That's a blank check. He said, whatever you want.
Man.
If you communicate with me, that's what prayer is. Prayer is your communication with God. So he said, if you communicate with me and just do what I tell you to do and you ask me for it, man, you can write the check for whatever you want. And here's the amazing part. It don't even have to be one check. You can write a check every day and put the amount you want on it. That check will never bounce. It's always going to cash.
Man. You know, I heard somebody say, if you want $1 million, just go get $1 million, right? And
wow.
I was like, okay, all right, go get $1 million, man. Go get it. So I thought to myself, I said, okay, once I get this $1 million, what am I gonna do?
Mm.
I've been prophesying too that there's a certain specific number of millions that I was gonna inherit, specific number.
Mm.
It's not that I'm working towards that. I think I'm more so working towards my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
In return, you know, maybe God will bless me like that. But I think I'm working towards purpose, not money. You know what I mean? Because he say, seek me first, not the earth. I add all the other stuff, you know what I mean? But it's more fulfilling to live in purpose than to have $1 million.
Yeah. Come on now. Come on.
You understand what I'm saying? So
come
I think
on,
$1 million is cool, but what if I worked in purpose and he granted me that is $6 million? You feel me? Like, you know, I'm working hard for this one. I got the one. I ain't got what. Nah, man.
35 short. He's 35 being short. He got no fucking 35 short.
Yeah. So I'd rather work in purpose and then he left me with whatever he want me to have versus that $1 million I'm chasing. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think it's just more purposeful, man, to just live in purpose. And your life will be, you know, more abundant, like you said. So that's what I'm at.
Yes. Yes.
Forget
yes.
that million, man.
That's,
let me
so
seek
true,
out. Let me,
man.
Let me seek him. And then, you know, if you want me to have it, cool. You trust me with it.
My God. You know? My God.
That
is awesome right there, having an expectation of what we want God to do for us. You know, we have an expectation, and he'll do it every time if we expect it. You know, that's just like Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And I tell people, why do you think it's not going to prosper? Because you don't expect it to. It'll only prosper if you expect it to prosper. But it can't if you don't expect it to prosper. So it is whatever we do for God is going to last, man. Not what we do for ourselves. My God. But now, where can the people get your music from if they want to order some CDs? Because people of God, you gotta get your hands on this stuff.
Hey, where are you? Oh, there you go. Okay, gotcha. I hear you now. I didn't hear that last part you said.
So now where can they go to get your music and everything? Where can they go to get that?
All right. I got a brand new project that I'm working on right now. But because of COVID-19, everything has been on pause. So
wow.
But what you can do is, if you want to go purchase something, you can go to any, you know, social outlet, any of the outlets. You know, you can go and just stream a music. You can go to SoundCloud if you just want to listen. If you want to purchase, you can go to iTunes, iHeart, or whatever. Spotify, Apple Music, you know, Pandora Box, I don't know, whatever it is, you know. You can go to any of those. But I'm really, really excited about the new stuff.
Wow.
The new stuff. You know what I mean? And, you know, yeah.
Man, I got to get my hands on that one, too.
Yeah.
Got to get my hands on that, man. Because I know it's off the chain. I know it is.
Yeah, and for everybody that's listening, if you wanna go to it, just go to I Am Mark Sam @IAmMarkSam, and that's how you find me @ I Am Mark Sam. Real easy.
Wow. Man,
I am Mark Sam.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And me and you, man, we working on a concert this year, man. But this coronavirus done brought us to a standstill. Man.
But you know what? But you know what though? You know what though? You know what though? You just okay. Here it is. Like I said, we may make plans, pray over these plans. Lord, bless this, bless that. This is what we want to do. You know, this is what in our hearts. But we also got to remember to leave a little room for him to rearrange some things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He may not want it at that time. He may want it at a different time for, you know, at the right time for a right person. You know what I mean? So I think we have our plans, but just, you know, leave 10% in there for God to say, you know what? Yeah, I think we want to do this. I'm going to still bless you there, but we want to do this right now, you know?
Wow.
So it's good to pray for these things, but just leave a little room for him. Because as you can see, he done changed a lot of people's plans right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it's a lot that people was planning. But he has his way of doing things, and he's the all-wise God. He's very wise.
Yeah.
So such a time as this, I'm pretty sure there's some things coming out of it. You know what I mean? People are drawing closer to him now more than ever. You know, when every time we have these tragedies, people get closer.
Yeah.
You know how to get their attention.
That's true. That's true. And the one thing that I find that people do, like you just said, in tragedy, a lot of people really don't pray until a tragedy comes. Now, when the tragedy hits, now they want to pray, but is your prayer a true prayer? You're praying a tragedy prayer. You praying a tragedy prayer.
Oh, my
God.
That's
the prayer God sent for you to pray.
That's great. That is great.
Cause your prayer,
I'm going to put that on my Facebook. Stop praying tragedy prayers. That means stop it. Oh, man.
You know, we don't, when a problem comes, we don't pray the problem. But we speak the problem out the way.
Mm-hmm.
When a person don't understand when to pray and when to speak, they'll always be messed up because there's a time to pray a thing out the way and there's a time to speak it out of the way. We gotta know which one we dealing with, man.
That's right.
We gotta know where it is. And one thing that I love, and me and my wife talk about it all the time. One thing I love about you, man, is that you're always the same way, man. Always the same way. Change. You know, you're just the same mark. You know, this is what you get.
that's it.
Man.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it. You know, and it's good to be that way because, you know, it's authentic, you know. I tell people all the time, I say, be the first original you and not a fake somebody else. You understand what I'm saying?
I like that.
I say that all the time, man.
I like that.
Be the first original you, man.
Man.
You know, but a lot of people don't know themselves. Well, a lot of people don't know themselves. You know, they trying to be this and be that, be what they see, or be what they think people gonna accept. But man, don't care about that, man. Just be you. People respect more. When you're you. You know what I'm saying? People don't like fake. They can recognize fake. People recognize
fake.
They don't respect fake. They respect you. Just being you.
If you a nerd, be a nerd.
You know what I'm
saying?
Don't be trying to fit in and to be accepted. You already accepted.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, man, I can go on and on about that.
Already. That's awesome, man.
I can go on and on about that, man. I got a
that
son.
Is awesome.
Right? He's seven years old today. Today.
Mm, wow. Seven.
Right? He's 7 years old, and everybody picks on him because, you know, he's not the kid that wants to go play basketball or football, you know. He's the kid that's into animals and wildlife, insects, thing that's not human.
Wow.
If you're an animal or some such, he is into it, and that's all he wants. Today, he wanted an Australian white tree frog. That's what he wanted for his birthday.
What?
Yeah,
oh,
he didn't want no Nerf gun. He didn't want no Nintendo. He want an Australian white tree frog.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Did you find it?
I found it, but when I went in there, kind of find out, it needs to live in a whole different type of habitat. And so I got to prepare a whole habitat for this frog.
Wow.
Right? Boy, that might be able to preach. Wow. Wait a minute.
Come on, Dad.
I got to get these lessons. I'm trying to tell you. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So I got to create a whole habitat just for him to live, to be able to live, you know? So I said, right. Levi, I ain't ready for this right now, man. But we're gonna do it eventually. We're gonna do it.
Yeah.
Cause he deserves it. He's a good kid. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he don't get in no trouble. He's smart. I mean, everything. So he gonna get it.
Man, that is so good. Man, you know, we gotta do this again, man. I definitely have to have you back on this show again. And but now before we go, what are some encouraging words? I know that there may be some people listening to this now and they've probably been taking notes but what are some encouraging words you can give to them now to just encourage them with wherever they are, you know, whatever situation that they may be in?
You know, I've known a lot of people going through in so many different kind of ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there was a song people sing in church all the time. I don't know if they really get it, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Or maybe they just singing it because it's familiar and they hear it all the time. But the song said, "Don't give up on God because he won't give up on you." You know what I'm saying? And I think once we really tap into that, you know, we begin to see the miracles, you know, fold right in front of our eyes, you know, unfold right in front of our eyes. You know what I mean? So I just encourage you to keep doing what you know to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you don't know something, there are people that do, you know. Go seek wise counsel. Go ask somebody. You know what I mean? And put your pride aside and ask for help. People are willing to help. Like me, like you. We're ready to serve. We want to help folks. So closed mouth don't get fed. So just if your pride is bigger than yourself, I really pray that you just put it aside. You know what I mean? Just don't give up on God, man, because God is your resource. He is your resource. You're his daughter. You're his son. He loves you. You understand what I'm saying? He loves his children.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So just go to God and say, "Listen, I need some help for real. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. But lead me in the right direction." And that's it.
God is good.
It's not complicated. It's simple.
My God. Man, we love you there, Mom, Mark. We love you, and we're praying God's favor more and more on your life, and I know God is taking you higher and higher. And he's doing more and more in your life. And we're going to get together real soon. And we're going to finish what we started.
We're going to finish what we started, man.
Just going to give the devil a headache, man. You know, we're going to give him a headache for the kingdom of God. And we love you. And people of God out there, you know, I mean, the young man has poured out his heart to you just to give you some encouraging words, and he opened himself up to you. And, you know, a man that loves God, a man full of humor, a man full of love. And this is what the kingdom of God is all about, bringing the word of God directly to you. So I want to say to you, take what was given to you tonight and let's build off of that thing. And if you have some things that you would like to share, if you have a testimony that you would like to share, remember you can go to my email, send me an email and let me know about that thing that God has done for you. Let us know about the testimony, because listen, I want to read some of those testimonies right here on this show. I want to read some of those testimonies. And remember, we'll be back on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Saturday morning is more of our talk show, so we're going to talk about some things, and we want to hear from you on Saturday as well. God bless you. People of God, we love you. My time is up. But as always, remember, as we always say, walk by faith and not by sight. Why? Because it's already done. Trust God. Everything will line up for you. Here's another song from my dear good friend, my brother, my son in the Lord. Here's another song from Mark Sands. Enjoy this one. And until next time, God bless you. We love you. Me and my lovely wife, Pastor Val, will see you on Saturday.
Like a savage, dishonoring you in the things I do. I don't know if I'll be forgiven. I don't know if I'll ever trust again. Cause without you, I am not living. Because you show me your love on Calvary. You show me the way. You sacrificed. You gave me a son, Jesus Christ. You saved me, Lord, and gave me life. And I just want to give it all in return. Thank you.